There has been a very disturbing trend over the last several months. The number of men who have been accused and of doing bad things, sexual harassment, not good things. We've seen the list, I'm sure. Politicians, news media, personnel. I mean, it goes on. I mean, the politicians. The list goes on and on and on and on. It's a problem. It's a problem in our culture. It's a problem in our society. And only until recently have the courageous been able, had the courage to be able to stand up and say, look, this is enough. My friends, it is enough. It is enough. It goes on far too often. Domestic violence, abuse, sexual harassment, enough. We're here on this retreat this weekend. Many of you have been able to learn a lot about each other and about love. And one of the topics that we talked about was intimacy. And I share this with you, my friends, because you are getting ready to enter into this relationship. And if at any point your spouse is touching you in ways that don't glorify you, in ways that make you uncomfortable, you need to say something now. You need to tell them now, I don't appreciate this. I don't like it. Because if you don't say something now, it's going to continue. I think that's what's happened in our culture and our society. It's like we've built up this tolerance, like, okay, well, this is okay, and then that's okay, and then that's okay. And then finally gets to the point, okay, this is enough. It's not okay. And it's never been okay. Okay, it's like the frog that you put in the boiling water, right? If you boil it really slow, it stays in the pot, doesn't jump out. But if you put it in the water as it's boiling, it'll hop out immediately. Like we're having this tolerance that we just keep increasing. Like, oh, we're gonna be tolerant of this kind of behavior, my friends. It's not enough. The reason I share that is because John the Baptist, he tells us it's enough, no more. We need to treat each other with respect and dignity. John the Baptist, he was a real man, treating others with respect and dignity. Going out and wearing a camel shirt, I don't know if y'all are familiar with that, but it's like a super uncomfortable shirt that like just like itches at you and scratches you all up and inside and makes you uncomfortable. I mean, I guess a good similar thing you could do now is just take like a rock and put it in your shoe, walk around with it like that and see how uncomfortable it is. I mean, that John the Baptist was wearing that kind of clothes, so then it's a constant reminder, like, I need to be better. I need to be the very best I can. Like, John the Baptist was a real man who stood up for what he knew was right. He stood up to say, look, this is what we need to do. We need to repent. We need to prepare our hearts for the Lord. My friends, we need to do that. We need to prepare our hearts for our Lord. You're preparing your hearts for the Lord. On the day you get married, you will stand before God and your family and your friends and all of God's holy people, and you will profess your love for each other. You'll say, I'm ready. I'm ready to treat you with respect and with love and with dignity. That's a gift that you're going to give each other. That's a gift that God is giving you. So we ask that the words of John the Baptist ring in our hearts. Are we preparing the way for our Lord? Are we preparing the way for the Lord immediately here with Christmas coming in a couple weeks? Are we preparing for the Lord's coming in the sacrament of marriage that He's given you? Are we preparing for the Lord for when He calls us home to be with Him forever in heaven? These are all things that we all need to be preparing. And we need to be able to stand up. Stand up to be voices of truth, of hope, of peace to the world. One of the beautiful things I think about John the Baptist is that he knew his role. Like, he knew what he was supposed to do. He was prophesied about in the book of Isaiah. There will be the voice of one crying out in the desert, a messenger who will prepare the way of the Lord. People come to John the Baptist when he's baptizing them, when he's telling them about getting their lives in order, about repenting. And then they say to him, John, hey, are you the one who's coming? Are you the Messiah? And he says, no, not me. That's not my role. My role is, I'm the voice to prepare the heart, to prepare the way. There's one coming after me who's way more powerful and way more awesome than I am. And he's so amazing that he's not going to just baptize with water. He's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. Like, John the Baptist knew his role. John the Baptist could have said, no, oh yeah, 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 I'm the Messiah. Come and follow me, everybody, because I'm going to be the one that... No, but he did. He knew his role. I liken it to the fact, it's like, sometimes sports teams, you know, Yeah, we didn't see that. You know, with the Astros, we didn't see like certain guys say, like Mike Fier saying, "Hey, I should be the game one starter," and he struggled all season. You know, he knew his role was to sit there on the bench and clap for his teammates and like, "Yeah, let's go." Right? Kamen Maven hit like 236 for the season. He wasn't like, "Hey, I need to be the cleanup man." No. I'll pinch run and steal a bag and get everybody a free taco. Because he knew, right? He knew that Carlos Correa and Aldo Jose Altuve were the guys that we need to like get on their backs because they're the guys that are going to help bring us this championship, and they did. So I share that reflection with you because you need to know your role. You need to know your role in life. You need to know your role in your relationship. You need to know what gifts and talents you have and what you can bring to the kingdom of God, what gifts and talents you have that you can bring to the relationship, to the marriage that you're entering into. We're blessed by the example from our God of John the Baptist, who came into the world to be the messenger, to help point us and our eyes to Christ. May the Lord give us the strength that we need to be able to follow Him. May we be like John the Baptist, comfortable in our own skin, comfortable in the way that God has called us so that we can give life, we can give joy, we can give peace to the world. May His love, may His peace come upon us. May His love come upon you as you prepare for the wonderful sacrament of marriage. May you choose to be like John the Baptist, to prepare the way of the Lord, to shine a light brightly for all to see.